Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. We got Brandon back with us again from last week here. That was a long week that went by there, huh?
Holy man.
Yeah. So here we are again, Brandon. We're talking about ancient skills, and we're talking about replacing some of those. What was your life like as a kid? You know, were you around any of that kind of stuff, or was it just campfire and then you lit it with a lighter or things like that, or what?
Yeah, well, pretty much, you know, I never really made fire without matches or anything like that, but, you know, watching my great-grandma and grandpa, you know, setting it and, you know, stuff like that is, you know, it's, I was around a little bit of it, but not too much.
Did you eat, like, a lot of fish and rice and deer meat?
Yep.
Little something people don't know about me. I can't really eat deer meat. It comes up every time. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's just like way too gamey for me or something. Moose meat, elk, no problem, you know. I've even had African gazelle. Can you imagine that? And that was pretty good, I understand.
Sounds pretty exotic.
It is. you can't imagine, you know, that I can imagine now, you know, why the cheetahs and lions and all them, you know, like to eat those, you know. Yeah, they're like grass fed and they're they're pretty good. I had a big chunk of meat and then I halved it up, and this guy said he could make some stuff there with this girl, you know, and they made meatloaf. I don't know. It didn't taste too good. But the other stuff, you know, I just cut it up, staked it up, and it was pretty good that way. So, yeah, you know. Have you been hunting?
No, I haven't hunted since I was little, actually.
Really?
Very, very little.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do too much hunting. You know, a lot of people around here hunt, but, you know, I've never really got into hunting.
How about wild rice? Have you gone?
Went out with my dad a few times and got some rice. That's hard work, man. Yeah. I mean, I didn't knock, but I did the pulling. That's hard.
It is,
especially when you're out there all day long.
Yeah. Well, it's only like about 3 hours, but yeah, okay, Brandon.
It's all day though. Getting ready.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah,
it's all day.
It's an all day job. Yeah. Usually when I get out there, I don't like to take smoke breaks or anything. I just drink water and that's it. You know, bring that on out.
Yep.
That's some tough work, I tell you. But I got skunked a couple of times. I remember one time I was out there and we went out to Minnesota Island, and we all got towed back across because the waves are getting heavy and high, and we all got to shore where we portaged at, and here come this old lady and this one little boy. You know, the boy must have been about 10, 11, 12, you know, somewhere in that area. And they skunked all of us men. Some little old,
them old ladies, man, they can work, man.
They know,
man, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know.
Knowledge.
Pick, yeah. And I thought I was a good racer, you know, at that point in time, you know, and my skills, you know, have advanced since then, but yeah, holy.
I think you're just trying to be too handsome out there on the rice bed, bro.
The only thing I seen coming on in were ducks. I was out there one time and I took this non-native out there. He wanted to learn how to rice, you know, so I took him out there after ricing season, of course. I didn't want to be out there and, you know, and have him hinder me. So we got out there and by that time it was duck season, and we were out ricing and stuff, and he was poling, and I was knocking the rice on, and we were getting some, you know, not much, but we were getting some, and all of a sudden, we heard these ducks, you know, going overhead, quang, 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 and then all of a sudden, they were flying towards us, and we didn't see the hunters, the duck hunters out there, and all of a sudden, we start hearing, and we're hearing these little zing, 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 you know? And there's me, you know, hitting the bottom of the boat, and I'm telling him, get down, and he's like, what's going on, you know, like, get down, you know. I tell him like about six times before he finally got down on his knees, you know,
and
he
was, what's going on, huh?
Yeah, I said, can't you hear them bullets zinging by us? You know, and he was like, where are they coming from?
They're probably shooting at you guys.
Maybe
a couple of ducks sitting in a boat, probably.
Making some duck sounds. Yeah, yeah, you know, ricing is a really big thing, you know, especially around here, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Lots of rices. I think we have like I'm not sure, but I think I read somewhere that we have some like 189 lakes just on this reservation here, you know, that we can rice. I'm not sure what that count is here, but yeah, or either that or 189 beds, and we have most of them just on this reservation here, so no wonder why, you know, a lot of people rice here.
Yeah, good rice.
Yeah, it is good rice, you know. Everybody, but everybody claims that from every reservation, you know. You know, but yeah, there's some really good eating rice here. I've been to a lake where there was no roads or trails or anything to it, but I knew there was rice on in there because I've been out there before. So me and my partner had went out there, and yeah, there was rice, but you know, it was heck coming back through, you know.
But yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, well, racing and netting. You said about netting. What's going on there?
I'm just watching, you know, watching my grandpa, you know, clean his net. That looks like hard work, you know.
It is hard work.
Getting that net straightened out and cleaning all the fish. And
yeah, that's an all-day job, too, yep. You know. But the benefits of that are really good. I love a good walleye.
Oh, yeah.
Good perch, you know. Some smoked fish, white fish, you know. I love all that. I could eat that every day. As a matter of fact, that's what I do in the wintertime. I load up on the fish and I eat fish all winter long. And I come out of the winter, it's hard to eat hamburger. I don't know. It is. It tastes really terrible. Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe my taste buds change on it or something.
You
could
throw it in some mac soup, probably.
Okay, you got me.
Tastes a little bit better then.
Everybody gotta bring mac up. All right, man. Well, there's another edition of the Way of Life. Thanks for coming on in, Brandon.
Thanks for having me again.
All right, then, amigo.
Yep.